Okay, we'll just have another line at the end of the knowledge, and so I guess you can just use these sheets. He said before that Oya means it took in the gula, and we explained the pshat is there are some gulas by Kroy, so to speak, that something went wrong. Kaiser did it. This person, that person, the other person, and then Vayakum Mashiach and Yisrael. This person, like the whole Tanakh, is full of Aveira, punishment, and Yeshua. Those in Yonim, the Goyal is not there before the Gula, in the sense that you can't say there was a Yiftach from Sheishes Mebreishes, and the question was who would be the Yiftach. Because Yiftach was a person who was the right person at the right time who did something good. But there are some types of golus and geulus that are fundamental, and it's a certain nekuda that's in the Bria, and a person rises up to be that person. So Lamashal Mordechai or Moshe, it says Hoya, because there was HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought a certain neshama down, a certain metzias down, who he had b'chira to be a goyel or not to be a goyel. Mordechai could have done averus, or like he told Estal, to dami b'nafshech. But it had to be a certain type of person, and that was the type of person like Mordechai and so on, like he explains over here. V'oidis b'yadav azeh masham, this will explain masha omru shei ha'purim layu niftolim, that ha'purim will not become bottle. So he explains it with this havana in the following way. What does it mean that the days will become bottled? So the Rambam says that because of the gedel of the nisim in Vayesheni, the later geulas, the previous ones become forgotten. When a person is talking about a quantitative difference, for instance, you are saved in a certain circumstance from a problem. So as the problems keep rolling on, you forget the first one. I mean, a person can only live with a certain amount of problems. So a person had such a problem, and then he had it again, and so a person had one heart attack, another heart attack, another heart attack. As they keep going, he keeps forgetting the first ones, because it's a question of just a lot of metzias. When something has an akuda that it has to fall into place, it cannot be forgotten. So When a certain geula has a special angle to it, it has no makom shikra, because the later geula didn't in any way obviate it. It's, you know, it has its makom and it doesn't become bottled. There's a second akuda. The Maral only just says that what I explain now explains to you why you may have purim lo yuvatelim. So the first one is that simply because it's a unique type of gula, so b'meila it doesn't become bottled by the other gulas. It's a very special lamashal, a person who had a lot of medical problems. So one forgets the other. I mean, one heart attack forgets the other heart attack forgets the other one. Then let's say the person has a different type of problem, but it's a family problem. So the heart attacks don't forget the family problem. It's two different problems. That's a shitchis tegavon. There's a little bit of a deeper connection in my rao. And that is the yachas of Iker to Tuffel is a yachas of Pimpikus. The more outward a reason something is, the more Tuffel it is. For instance, this building stands on a certain point. Then that to be able to build out, you needed a beam, you needed an extension. In order to build a wall, in order that it should look nice, the more the thing is chitzoini, the less its kiyum is. People get rid of things, it's almost by definition like that. The less the word essential in English properly means essence, milosha, pneumistika metzias, and essential meaning necessary. The closer something is to the sheirish, the more it is necessary for the thing, and the more enduring it is. The further something is from the sheirish, the less it's essential, and the less enduring it is. This, the anhaga of Purim, was an hagga that was lifnai lifnim, like I said before. It was, that's why Mordechai had to be Milosha Mordechia, that he comes, his neshama comes from the world that is hidden. And the same thing, Estes, from the world Hasta Asta. The emes of the world lies in the Haster Asta. Just like on a personality, a good psychologist is someone who determines what part of you is just a presentation that you make the first time you see somebody. What part of you is mannerisms that you picked up from people where the pshat is it's not a one-time presentation, but on the other hand, it's not you either. What part of you is your ikka personality? And what part of you is the shayrish your personality that causes your whole personality? And as you go from chutz to pnim, the harder it gets to get rid of it, until you get to some point and say, if you get rid of this, then the person doesn't exist. This is his metzias, this is his atzmius. So the nitzchias of something is totally in how much it is the atzmius of something. And therefore, a hanhoga that comes from what he calls a lefnai lefnim cannot become bottle, because that's the etzem etzias. So yimei apurim ha'elu zichron yosef mezarim is because if it comes from an anhoga that was a neiche hasta asta, the anhoga of hasta asta is the most pneumistic anhoga of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and b'meil it has no mokum bittel. That's a deeper understanding of this nikud over here. Good. Next point. Umipnei, this is all the bottom last three lines on Nun Aleph. Umipnei goydel hanes yosef David HaMelech shol mizmor lanatzeich al yos ha-shachar. David HaMelech made a mizmor lanatzeich al yos ha-shachar al geula zois. Upirish al ha-yelos, what is ha-yelos ha-shachar? So the word ha-yelos ha-shachar, the Gemara says, is the darkest part of the night. Right before it becomes dawn, it's the darkest part of the night. And that's called ha-yelos ha-shachar, the place where the shachar begins to be bekeah from. That's what the Gemara says. The same thing, it says, this was the most choshech of the times, and this is where the gula came from. So he explains it now. As somebody is sitting in the darkness of the tzara, and he's waiting desperately for the oira gula. It's like we had in the beginning of Psachim about Yikavul Nishvei Or, he'll be sitting in darkness and he'll be waiting for light. We mitzape for Or and it's not there. Ukomai Oragula. Ukomai Yelus. Why is it called? What's the word Ayelus? So the Maral explains the word Ayelus. The Gemara says it means the darkest part of the night. But what's significant about the darkest part of the night? So he says like this, Ukama Ayelas, Shekol Dova She'eshel of Chuka Nikra Ayelas. Anything that a person has tremendous chuka is called Ayelas. Ki Hazocha Shel Ayala Mishtakekes Me'oid Al Hayelas. V'kach Omer Masech Des Yuma, Ma Ayelas Chaviva La Zocha Kol Shoh, So he says, the Gemara says like this, the Gemara says that an ayola, the female of an ayol, is especially chaviv to the ayol, and it says, the Gemara says, because rachma is tsar, it's very narrow, and so on. The reason is like this, the koyach of tshuka in a person is directly proportional to the inaccessibility. In other words, tshuka is the koyach given when a person is trying to attain that which he can't attain, which is not available to him. That is the meat of tshuka. The Gemara says, "Mayim gnuvim yumtaku," that it's something that's usur is especially sweet to a person. The teretz is because the midah of tshuka is the midah of striving for something that the person does not have. A dogma of it would be chemda. Chemda is for mamonis, not for physical things. And a person who has a lot of money doesn't have the enjoyment as a person that doesn't have the money, and he's striving for it. the hanor that a person has in striving for it is a much more powerful hanor than what he has. And it's pashut. Let's take it even physically. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a teva that if people would only have things when they're easily accessible, the world would be charev. People who have a hard time making money would not work hard. People that would not have a wife would not go looking for one terribly hard. So the teretz is there's a koyach in the bria that everything looks to find what it wants to have despite its circumstance. That word despite is the koyach of tshuka. The place let's just try to explain it where it comes from. The way in which when a person looks, let's take a pasuk. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu it took Adam, and it says Adam was bar on all the chayas in the world. It wasn't happy, and then HaKadosh Baruch created an isha. It's a very modern system. I mean, shadchanim are usually, instead of trying to get someone to go out with all the girls that it won't work with, usually a good shadchan tries to get the one it will work with. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a good shadchan. Like, why do you start off by shadchan him off everything in the world that doesn't work, and then get in the one that works? You know, the teretz is the koyach. The etzem koyach of tshuka in the person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The first thing he created the world with was with a hest upon him, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not be megal himself in the world. That allowed Adam to come into his own. So really, the first, if we call it the word bria, is the right word for it, was HaKadosh Baruch Hu was master in the world. How does a person find someone that's not there? I mean, what koyach is what chush or what koyach is does a person have to connect that which is not there? What a person sees, he runs after and he looks for it. What a person hears, a person goes. A person follows his chushim, but lemaisa, what is the chush that allows you? What is the chush that allows you to look for something that's not there overtly? I mean, Avraham Avinu was looking for a God that didn't appear to him until after he went through all his cheshbonos. Then he says, "Hitzitzol Avraham, ani, I'm the baal of this tira." So what's that koyach? The teretz is when a person knows he needs something, and it's not there. That midah is called tshuka. So there is a midah, and it's a strange midah. It's not from the senses of the person. Faker, the person looked around Adam. Let's take the marshal of Adam. Adam looked around at the old balachayim, and a person had a need for a mate, and he not this. All those knots forced the person to be mishtoikik for that which is not there. The person came to the hakara that his shleimus lies in something that's not there. The same thing Avram, like we saw in the Rambam when we did the Rambam of Avodah Zarah. Avram was born in all the Avodah Zarahs in the world, so to speak. Avram looked at all the Avodah Zarahs and he said, it can't be this, it can't be this, it can't be this, it can't be this. The tshuka lies in eliminating everything that's there. The pchina that says that's Rachmat Tsar, that she has a very thin rechem. So the pshat is, so b'meila, the ayol, trayola, has to come through a place that's very narrow and very tight. The metzias of in a mokum a dochuk is that all the midas, when you're in a place that's cut off, you don't see, you don't hear, but you're mistaking. So the midah of tshuka lies dafka in the place where there's no overt kesha. So in that area of the bria, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Anoche Hasta Aster, so the Anoche Hasta Aster means you can't see, you can't hear, nothing. The only thing is, because nothing else is Meniach Das, because nothing else satisfies you, and you have that inner yearning for for that something. So the tshuka, it comes out only over there. When you have it firsthand, there's no tshuka. If you see it in front of you, had Adam been mizdavik to Chava straight off the bat, so he never would have connected to Chava with the b'chinas tshuka shabai. And the b'chinas tshuka means that the person realizes that he must have it, mitzar atzmai. Let me explain that nekuda also. It's an important nekuda. When a person sees something that's bright, that's nice, a person walks by, you take a kid past a candy store, and the kid says, I must have this candy. So I tell the kid, you don't have to have this candy, and I'll bring you a raya, because 5 minutes ago, before we passed the candy store, you didn't tell him that you need this candy. I remember once, I was a little kid, I was about 8 or 9, I got a phone call. I subscribed to the Reader's Digest at that time. I got a phone call. Hello, is this Aaron Lopianzi? Yeah. You know, we had the sweepstakes you could win, I think it was like 80 classics with a bookshelf or with a bookcase and, you know, a lot of classics written that. Tell me, if I were to tell you you're the winner, would you have any use for it? So I was haste. I explained to him I couldn't live without it. That it was such a wichtig condition. So he says, well, Aaron, he says, I have good news and bad news. He says, the bad news is you didn't actually win it, but we have great, you can get it for a very good price with payments and stuff like that. So, you know, as a kid, you feel trapped, like you know, you don't realize you can just hang up. But I started backtracking very quickly. I my mother, this, that, whatever it was, I felt like I was going to personally be visited by the police for lying. I just said that I need it so desperately. I remember when a person goes by, when a person is assaulted by taiva, for instance, a person sees something that strikes him, mitzad mara, mitzad what he heard about it, mitzad anything. So the person, when he, you know, the person never realized that he needs it. It's the pshat, it was there, it was available, it struck his senses, it enticed him, it seduced him, and that's that. When a person doesn't see it around, and the person still needs it and still yearns it, that's when the person is oymed that he be'etzim needs it, that he's be'etzim not a shalom without it. So the midah in the world that midah is tshuka, and it's an awesome midah. Every other midah is the pshat. It's nice, it's pleasant, it's nechmad, it's taival einayim, it's nechmad lahaskil. All of those things are, my senses saw it and it tickled them. But I could have done without it, because before I saw it like that, it was fine. There's a verse from the Ishbitza, it's from the Meir Shalach, from the first one. It's Mamish down his alley. He says by Fastoyar, that what's the pshat in the parasha Fastoyar? He says when a person in Klal Yisrael is touched, you know, by a goy, it might be because there's some nitzutz of Ketusha in that goy, that she was meant to be for Klal Yisrael and for that person. But the only way you can determine that is if you strip away everything that could possibly tie the senses. If she sits 30 days benivula, unkempt, crying, torn begodim, and so on, and you still want it, then it's a raya that it's the something about the etzim person rather than any of the chitzonis. That's what he says there. But upon him, the midah of tshuka is the midah where a person is megala that he needs it, not that the thing is pleasant or enticing, whatever it is. Since this was the first nice, I mean, by Mitzrayim, it says Ruach Hashem from Yom Shalach Hashem Huzi. Actually, Nigla Lehem Melech Malchem Loch Makan Shprochu. That's wonderful. Akan Shprochu came out all his glory. He came out Har Sinai Be Rivoy Rivavin. So of course, a person is very taken by it. It's an awesome gilui, and a person is turned on by it, and rightfully so. That's fine. But that a person, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nowhere visible, and a person still is blah on everything else, and he realizes that Slo Niskara Daita and all that, that's when a person is oymed on that he be'etzim needs it. That's the meat of tshuka, and that's where the person was oymed on it. So, Ma yolech aviv al hazocha kol shor kemoy shor rishayna. Shor rishayna means because that's when it was not yet his. Olakach nikur geulas Esther Shachar, and that's why the geulas Esther is called Shachar. ki alayla hu choyshech v'koydem alayis ha-shachal hu choyshech noysef al-choyshech alayla v'chein hoya v'mei mordechai v'esther shei choyshech te choyshech v'she oma akosu v'anoychi haste aste ki hoya toich ha-golo shoytach z'yarach ha-shveyers v'ata noysef al-ze choyshech v'tzoros homan וזל גמרי דיימס אל קיידם אל ישא שחה שחוישך אל חוישך והאדם משתייק אל האור. So the מציאס of חוישך is where the person is most משתייק אל האור. Normally האור is something a person not משתייק because it's around, it permeates everything. So האור is something you cannot never without. It is some sort of oir. The mokum where the oir becomes most muster is where the person's mitzape for the oir of the baker. So this is where they became aroused to be mispainer for Kadosh Baruch, to be mispal for Kadosh Baruch Hu because it was this massive of hesed to chesed. I like also to explain, it's quite Pashit in a sense, but the famous Chazal that, when Chazal say that the Kofalim Harki Gigis was Mikan Medor Rabbo Leraisa, that if a person could tie an oinis, and Bemela, he would, until it says Kimu Vikiblu, Kimu Kvar Shekiblu Aleim, and so on. Famous Chazal, very famous Chazal, he speaks about it. In this Havana, there is a little bit of a deeper understanding of it. Whenever you machriach a person, whenever you ma'anis a person, the reason why an oynes, why tainas oynes works, is because I say a person has different layers of desire. A person would like to do this, but if someone bangs him over the head, he doesn't want to do it. It means, well, I really would like to do it, but this thing over here is stopping me, forcing me, enticing me. When a person pleads, they was led astray by something, he was baited by something. So basically what I'm saying is that a lower level will of mine got the better of a higher level will. But of a more primistic, my primistic Yeratzen wants to do A, but because of physical pain or pressure, I was stopped from doing it. That is, so every tainus oinus is not because the other person forced me, but because there's two levels of the rotzen. There's a rotzen of what I really, really want, the most primistic rotzen of a person, which should be the valid rotzen. That's really what we should be concerned with. And then there's a sort of a chitzonistic rotzen. The circumstances forced me, pain, pressure, whatever it is. Lamarshal, by being kaif for somebody on get or carbon, where we say that that's what a person really wants, so oinus helps because our understanding is the other way around, that the pnimistic erotzen of the person is to do the right thing, and the oinus was there to remove the external reasons for not. The person didn't want to give a get because of reason A, B, or C, but if Bezin says you should give a get, then the person's real erotzen was to give a get. I mean, that's the understanding of it. The tainus oinus of Klal Yisrael was because kofa leim harki gigis. It was something that landed on Klal Yisrael from outside in. Anything that lands from outside in is not the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced them to dafka, and it was just sort of it was because it was a pain or threat of death or whatever it was. It's because any time something is applied from the outside, it's an oinus. It's not the pnimistic erotzen, the thing itself. It's killed the pnimistic erotzen, the thing itself is not. But he offered me a lot of money. He put a lot of pressure on me. I always am explaining that the external pressure overweighed the internal. The kimu vekiblu because if you look at it, it's mamash apella. The tshuva they did in the Kabbalah story was because they were on the Xeris Misa. It's as much oinus as the other one. I mean, we what's the difference? I mean, Har Sinai, Kovlim Harki Gigis is a Chazal. It doesn't say so. The Chazal am daik in the Pasik. So we say that's an oinus. I mean, Achashverosh threatening to kill them was a real oinus. And that was real. He threatened to kill them. And we say that tshuva was a tshuva shleima. Mechetesa, itochen. Where? the teretz is, let's take a parallel case in Hilchis Chiyuv of being Maisa Nefesh. If a goy stands over you with a gun and says, if you don't eat chaza, or chaza is not isa, if you're not Oyver Avodah Zarah, I'm going to kill you. So the person is supposed to be Yarek Vayaver. Let's say the person is not Yarek Vayaver, he's Potter. He doesn't get an oinus, because we say the halacha is that he's an oinus, behold, it's a halacha in Ramah. Let's say a person is sick, and the person knows that this Avodah Zarah is going to cure him. So, Yarek Vayaver. Let's say he doesn't. And he does Avodah Zarah, whatever it is, he eats something Avodah Zarah requires, and maybe he gets better. Do we say, does he get better or not? Does he get mis or not? The answer is yes. It's the same oinus. What's the difference? In both cases, he'd be dead if he doesn't worship Avodah Zarah, and it lives because he worships Avodah Zarah. The teretz is where there's another person being kaif for something on you. It's ki'ilu, it's not your pneumistic rotzen. He's trying to impose his rotzen on you. When a person does something of itself, is the pshat, because when you were mishtekik, the pshat is ke'ilu, your own chiyus was more important to you than Torah. And it's a gilui, when you're in a hard spot, this is what you choose. The fact that they during Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the other end of the line was evident. He was there. And he was mizgala v'chol kvodei and gadlei and so on and so forth. Okay, so there was no choice. Here the pshat was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't visible. They were in a mess. Ahasuerus was going to Misa. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't seen anywhere. The fact that at this point they began to be mishtoikik for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a gilui that in their pnimius ratzen, this was their ratzen. Tshuka is a gilui that when there's nothing else around you that is forcing or bringing out something, and you still have it in you, then the pshat is, it's bal karchach because you're missing it. Even when it's nowhere around, you need it, you want it, that's the right. So the fact that the Kabbalah Midas means, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't visible, it was totally Hester, so their rotzen for tshuva, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a gilui of a pneumistic akara, rather than something tzionistic. Okay, we'll hold it here. There was a
dag of choishach to choishach, Moshom HaKosuv, v'noichi haste aste, ki hoyu toich ha-golos, sheitachas yalach ha-shveirish. V'achshov, nitoisif al ze choishach v'tzoris homon. V'zolagami doim al koidam alis ha-shach, shu choishach ha-choishach.
So he says over here that there was an added problem that was choishach to choishach, which is golos achashverosh, va'achshav noisav lahem the tzara of Haman. So that was choishach to choishach. L'chura, it needs a little bit of a hezbah. That's like an intensification of the tzaras. If a person was suffering from a heart condition, now he has a dermatological condition, so it's another problem. The person has one problem, he has another problem. It's a problem and a problem. What's the pshat over here that it's choshech b'toy choshech? What's the eretz nature? I mean, it's one big choshech. If it's dark, it's very dark. It's moid choshech. What's choshech b'toy choshech? What's the nature over here? There's another place, I forgot where it says, about another of Shaul. I think it's about Shaul HaMelech's Anivus, that it was a geder betoich geder or something like that. So, such a lashon chazal that there was a geder betoich geder. So the havana is like this. Whenever you have a matziv that is bad, I look at it in two ways. I look at it in the matziv as it is, and I try to put it in context. Like Lamashal, I say that everything that there is has its own metzius, and it's also part of a broader context of things that are happening. So I say mitzad the matziv asher hu sham. Lamashal, let's say somebody broke a leg, and he's in the hospital, and it hurts, and it's painful, and so on and so forth, and the person feels down. So I tell him, okay, you know, yes, it's hard, it's bad, it's a problem, but think of you're going back to a lovely home, nice job, successful career, and this is a little problem, a snag along the way. So the person copes with the problem of here and now because he's within a framework that is good, chasha, whatever it is. But let's say the person's got problems at home as well. He doesn't have a successful career, doesn't have a nice family, doesn't have this, doesn't have that. So the pshat is the person has no makom nechama. The makom nechama is always because I'm toifis it chayshach b'toich something else. If it's chayshach b'toich chayshach, it means there's no makom over here in the context of which I see nechama. So it's not the pshat, just an intensified chayshach. What happens is like this. It's night. It's dark. Said it's dark, I say okay, but there's a day, and therefore my broad context is the day, you know, in the sense, and the night is a part of the day, but I am in the middle of the night already, and now it becomes night in the night. So here my context is, what am I going to miss nachem, that this darkness doesn't last forever? Yeah, it just stumped dark at the rest of the time. So a person can't think of three stages is beyond the person. You know, trei migu is the most you say. Migu di boy twice you say. You don't say three times migu. The migu the boy that it can become oyer is good the first time, from the first choshech to the oyer. But migu di boy, it should become a choshech from a choshech to choshech, that there is none. So he says, so this scholars was, Haman could have been seen as a tzara. Had the outer context been Klal Yisrael with in their own country, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Beis HaMikdash, so on and so forth, and Haman is a pain in the neck, Haman's a problem. But here the pshat was, Haman was a problem within the context of Chashverish. So where's the Makom Nechama? And therefore, okay, that's finished in here, like it could have been a new paragraph here. Or Bemedrash, it says, Lam Natzeach, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu jumps around like an ayil, umeir la'olam b'shas chashecha, and he enlightens the world when it's dark. Ve'emas hu meir b'layla. When is he meir b'layla? Av b'shu layla, yesh b'y oira. There's oira levana, v'kham azolus. Emas hay choshech. When is it really dark? V'alois hashacha, v'alavana shekas, v'kham nichnosim, v'mazolus holchen lehem. So this is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the world and he's Meir Loilom. Skip the next two lines because I know it's quoted in the Hemshchah and the Medrash. V'hine HaMedrash Pirish Ayelos HaShachal Misha Yoshev B'Golos B'Choshech ומצפה לגאולה. ולא שיילה שהקדוש ברוך הוא קויפץ כיילה ומאה לו אלום. והקפיץ הזו יסוצה לא אמר שלא תחשב כלא הישה גאולה זו יש נאיס כמו ישה גאולה יש. שלא תמצא בגאולה זו יש נאיס נגלו כלל. ולפי כך יש לחשב כגאולה זו יש כמנהוג של אלום. וכך אומר שאינו כך. רק שהשם יסברוך הוא קויפץ כיילה. וזה מפני שהשם יסברוך פול דו וזה. והויה על ידי נס. So אבל דובר שהשם יסברך פועל זה נעשה בלוי זמן נמשך כמו שתמצו כל המגילו שיינס במהירס ובקפיצה יסיב הים המלך מרוס הומון והים המלך מהר כך ססלבוש הסוסים ועיד מדם ויבחיל אס הומון הרי ככל נעשה במהירס הגודל מפני כך הוא מן השם יסברך ואין את תחס המשך זמן וכך נקרא ילוש קפצס. Let's explain this. He's saying that the Megillah itself has no overt nisim, but the fact that there is this behilus and mehirus and so on, that shows that it is a nes. I want to explain a little bit. He mentions it, but I'll spell it out a little more clearly. The definition of teva is an orderly proceeding. That is teva. Teva means there's cause and effect and cause and effect and cause and effect. That is the mahalach of teva. Zman is the bria of cause and effect, step after step. There is no way you can short circuit zman. You know, zman goes and it goes step by step. It can't not go step by step. That's the teva of zman. Anything that takes place within zman, within a context of zman, is teva. Anything that takes place not within the context of zman is by definition not teva. Whether the event is spectacular or not, but the fact that it's disjunct means it's not teva. Teva means the orderly proceeding of things with cause and effect. So therefore something that is not teva has no makom in Siva Masovi. When a person walks, what's the difference between walking and running? When a person walks, it means that at any given moment, at least one foot is sitting on the ground, standing on the ground. That's a walk. Running means that the person, there are times when both feet are not on the ground. Jumping is the pshat that bechlal it never touches, you know, it all, you know, the usual mahalach is where it's not on the ground. Most of the ground is not covered by the feet. It's an equation. What is lamala from zman is kfitza in makrim. When a person walks, the Gemara Lamasha uses for a very slow walk ekev itzad agodol, that the back of the next footstep hugs the front of this footstep. That's called that is the ultimate halicha. That's a very deliberate walk where piece touches piece touches piece. That's halicha. As you get towards kfitza is a massive of point to point to point. That's kfitza. It's completely disjunct. When you look at a flat surface, those points don't have a hemshach one to another. So kfitza in mokoyim is what dilug in zman would be, and mehirus and so on. Mehirus in zman and kfitza in mokoyim is one and the same. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a yelus hashachar, just like an yelus is koifitz. So too HaKadosh Baruch Hu is koifitz means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not that it's not going step by step. And those are all those places where it says, so it says here Yisoidev, but let's read the Yisoidev inside the line on the bottom. The things did not take place over a specific period of time. Ki hadover shehu bizman hi ateva. Anything that takes place within the context of zman is teva by definition. Umin hagash olam shenasa bizman. But dover shehu Hashem Yisbarach, that can be done instantly. Kemoi eshetimotze b'chol ha-megillah shehoi ha-nes b'mehirus v'kvitza, like it says, maru es homon, maher kach salvush asus. Everything in the Megillah had to be done quickly because that was the nature of the nes. There's another nekuda that he says over here. I'm going to jump a little bit, actually. Pardon the pun on the... I'm just going to jump on and bring down something. He explains, Lemaisa, it does have to go with some sort of Seder. I mean, it doesn't jump only once. It keeps jumping. Ayelos kefetzes all the time. So the Teretz is, there is a, yes, there is an ongoing, there is a Mahalach, but the steps of the Mahalach are not at all joined together. That is what we're talking about. It's an ayala das kifetzes, means she keeps jumping, but every step she takes is a jump, and it's discontinuous from the one before. Ve'oid nira kibala medesh in the second column. Kibala medesh mefarish kinikra shacha ayelas kashacha hu yoytze min achoyshech ala or kimo ayola shekoyfiz v'mokom zil v'mokom achar. V'chein ha-shachak sh'olim ma'choshach gol sh'lifnei zeh, ela or, dova zeh nikra kfitza mimokim l'mokim achar. One of the things in the Bria, we learned it in Gemara, one of the Havdolos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made in the Bria was between or and choshach. Or and choshach, they're not misarif. I mean, in our eyes, a little bit, yes, but because we have gray, but in Be'etzim, either it becomes light or it remains dark. There's no hat and call as different degrees in the middle. Light and darkness we perceive as being ki'ilu, you know, this is a patch of light, this is a patch of darkness. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the fact that it happened with Oyer, which is, you know, Alayelas Hashacha, is because it's not continuous with what happened before. Just like light and darkness, there's a Havdalah, and light is distinct from darkness, and it doesn't come from it. It doesn't have Shayim, so it's not Mishtamish really Bervuvia. So the same thing over here also, that's not... The Ur that came out at the end of the Purim, at the end of the Nes, is not part of the background that it came from. It's the background was Choshech, and this is Or, but the Or did not come from the walls of the Choshech. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says his mayor, Kashacha yoytzim Choshech ala Or, kama yola shekoyfiz mokom zel mokom acha. V'chein Hashach, he says, Kasha oylem min HaChoshech ha-godlo shayil afnei zeh, el ha-or, el afnei zeh el ha-or, דוב זה נקרא קפיצה ממוקר למוקר אחר. וזה נאמר על הגאולו כאשר מסמך מה יש לשאול מן מה יש לשאול מן החויש הגולוס או הגאולו נקרא זה שקויפיץ כאיולו ומויץ יש לשאול מן החויש הגולוס על הגאולו כי מתחילו היה בצורו ודאי היה שויץ יש לשאול מן הצורו אבל יש לשאול מן הצורו שויץ יש לשאולים נושל בהם ואימא של שניהם או כך נקרא גאולו זו היולו and so on. So he says that the metzias of Ayala is that it jumps in over there by the choyshech and schleps him out. Let me explain that. It's a good point. The chur, this is true of every gulz. Every gulz was bad and bitter and so on and so forth. And then there was a gula. Every gula has in itself an outside intervention. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought such a bad person, and then the Navi or the Malach who have intervened and saved him. That is pretty much the Mahalach of a lot of things till now. And most of these want that. Mitzrayim was a big bad wolf, and all of a sudden HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him out. And v'chulu, so it's perceived. It's the way l'moshe you turn a light on in the house when it's dark outside. So yes, you have light now, but it's an outside intervention that barged in. The oyer of boiker in the choshech means that it's within the context of this choshech that this oyer comes. It's not, this is the normal Mahalach. The normal Mahalach is that within Choshech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anoichi Haste Aste means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megala, that there is a Hanhaga in Heste. And since Or and Choshech are not continuous, Or doesn't come out of Choshech. So b'meila bal korchuch the choishech was gonus. The oil was gonus somewhere in the choishech, and it comes out slowly. That is its mahalach. It keeps coming out in bursts and spurts. And like he says it later on, he says you can't have one big jump to be megala everything. So it goes, you know, jump by jump by jump. But lemaisa it's a different type of kfitza than a neiskolu. A neiskolu has a problem in that there is no understanding that the Yeshua came out in the context of the tzara. It came, it has its own seder and its own thing, and that's that. Masha'en Kain over here, this was the metzias of the Megillah, the different zmanim, the different pekudas, and so on and so forth. So he says, so it's called Oiragula. We explained that it's all possible because of the Oiragula is possible because HaKadosh Baruch Hu works with Kfitza. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not need that the Yeshua should be continuous with the Golos. I want to explain this liquid a little bit. Most of the Nyanim of different Tavim have in itself a quality that that the Ur is Muvdal and the Ur is a separate entity, but from Ayelos HaShachar you see that built into it you have Ur, and yet the Ur is disjunct from the Choshech. You have Ur that lays in every Choshech, and yet the Ur stands apart from the Choshech. It's not a natural outcome of the Choshech. That's the Moshel. Because they're separate and they don't have a common Sheirish, you can't say in a straightforward way that one led to the other. It's always a p'china of a kfitz of an ayola. It's always a p'china where the ayola is jumping. That means that within the bria, as far as his kasha, Yitzchak's kasha, which is a very important kasha, the other nisim only proved something about HaKadosh Baruch Hu in abstract. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can override it at one time and do something. Where do you see that there's kfitz in the bria itself? Where do you see that and Hagga changes, you know, in two things that are kosher only over here. Upirish and Nochem. Ubishalmi Yuma Perigimo, Alocha base, very famous Ushalmi, Bepchia Ba'aba, Verepshima, Chlipta Mahalchen, Bahadob, Bikasoda Arbel. They're walking down in a valley. V'ro ayelos hashachar, they saw the beginning of sunrise. Amar lo Reb Chiya, kach igulos hashe Yisrael. This is the way the gula of Yisrael will work, that it's slow. Amar lo hainech siv, it says, ki eisha b'choyshech, Hashem oir li. That when I sit in the darkness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes light. V'tchilo hi b'oir kima, first it's a little light. V'chakach v'yikach homes alvush v'asus, v'chakach v'atak Yisrael Yehudim, v'chakach mord chayitzim le'amelach, yosef le'amelach, v'chakach le'yehudim hoysa'ir v'simcha zon. Amir Yehuda b'asimin, v'ayah sheish b'nechoshim, a house that has snakes, me'vi'in keren shel ayelas, you bring a horn of the ayelas, u'me'ashim b'toichoy, u'me'yad ha'nechoshim borachim. Kaf Keshebos Esther Barachaman. So now he's going to explain. This is a Yerushalmi, it's an entire Yerushalmi. He's going to explain it point by point. By Yerushalmi first, Ayyela Sashacha, Ki Ayyola Hikifetis Mimokom Lomokom, Achim Misarcheches Moit. Kach Gulosan Sheyisrole Fima Dregis Agula, Shimina Shemis Barach, Ina Geula Vipam Achas. Elazech Hazeh, Shein Boina Madregal Yenazis Vipam Achas.
This is the point we said before, that despite the fact that every step is not connected to the step before, but it's a mahalach. There's a difference why in some places there is no avoida. You can't do avoida straight out from point zero to point 1,000. So what will happen is in the geula, this is sort of a compromise, let's call it, between the two types of gula. On the one hand, you need to have a situation where the individual steps are not connected, because that makes it a gula. Mitzad sheni, you can't go immediately to the extreme. So the neis sheboy makes it a bunch of kfitzos instead of one big jump. You could have had it where it's not a jumping at all, just continuously like an evolution, and that is not, that would not give it out as a nace, as something unique. You could have had it in you need to have it in a way where you have both milas. On the one hand, it's step by step. On the other hand, each step is not a natural follow of something, but it's a completely new maisa. That is that Chazal. Let's see a little bit weiter. Zeh Zashir B'Sach Mal V'Kach Gulosan Eina Pamachas Ki Yev Shadov Zashir B'Pamachas Ka Gula Yinikas Oyer U'Ksiv Ki Hashem Orli Klima Kashay Yisrolem B'Choyshech HaGolos Hashem Orli Klima Hashem Yisbach Pa'atzmoy Goyal Oysom V'Dov Zeh Yev Shashir B'Pamachas L'Goydel Hashif L'Shesh Yisrol B'Goluson Mal Yosin Ayoyna Asha Yishtem B'Goluson. There is no time spent on unfolding the etzem neis, but rather on making sure Klai Yisrael is ready. Like Lamashal, let's say you have somebody who's a marathon runner, and he has to walk with somebody who's slow, so he will keep pausing every so often for breath. That's what he has to be able to do. But Lamaisa, within the moves themselves, there's no makom for zman. Okay, let's hold it here. We'll end a good note. The next one is Nachash. So who'll remind me next year, Mitzvah Hashem, we're holding. What? Okay.